It's time, however, right now to talk with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. And we partner with him because he's the best source for getting information about technology and entrepreneurship in the state of Michigan. And it's coming to you free through MI Tech News. Mike, welcome to us this week.
Thanks, Foster. Kind words there.
Glad to have you along with us. Let's talk about some examples of the headlines that are there so people can know what the kind of thing we're talking about here. I see that the comments are being requested for the Gordie Howe International Bridge.
Yeah, the Department of Transportation, Michigan DOT, is having a public forum on April 20th in Lansing in the House Office Building. And they're inviting the public to come in and talk about, well, it's the whole DOT plan through 2040. But a big part of that plan will be the Gordie Howe International Bridge, which, when it's being built, will be 10,000 construction jobs. Wow,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And it's going to go on for a couple of years. So, yep. I mean, it's going to be a tremendous boom to the Detroit area economy. Mm-hmm. And once it gets in place, it's going to relieve a lot of that pressure. A lot of the folks in Canada don't much care for the Ambassador Bridge traffic going through downtown Windsor, and this will skirt that area.
Right, and it goes through a lot of the neighborhoods in Windsor as well. Yeah, another one I saw here is something that we've talked about quite often on our program here, and that there is a cyber summit coming up in the fall, and it will be the fifth one.
Yeah, the governor's fifth, not annual, because he skipped a couple of years, but his fifth summit since he's been in office. And it's going to be in October, and it's really a who's who. I've been to every one of them. They usually attract 1,000 or more people. It's a day-long forum. I mean, and it's like the A-list of people coming in for cybersecurity experts. If you really want to learn from the top, this is the event to attend.
Yeah, the CIO for the state of Michigan, David Behan, says there's no better opportunity to learn from and network with leaders in the cyber world. So it's really a must-see event. And one final headline I see here is that Detroit is ranked second in the nation in the number of women-owned businesses, kind of tying in with our last hour.
But it's still sort of surprised me when you think of California and New York and things like that.
Yeah, I was very surprised.
You know, you'd think, gosh, you know, because not to mention we only have 10 million people versus California with 40.
Mm-hmm.
But the women here are just very entrepreneurial.
That's cool.
It's great. We have an estimated 389,800 women-owned businesses in the state. And they generate something like $46 billion. So, I mean, this is serious money.
Serious.
And in Detroit itself, according to the American Express Open report, where they looked at census figures, things like that, Detroit came in second, and Michigan came in 10th in the country, including D.C., so 51 there, right? You know.
Wow. Mike, these are encouraging headlines, but they're also, you'll find things that are in-depth studies of things that are going on, political things, and then also some of the technology things like the ones we just talked about there for entrepreneurs and people who are interested in what's going on in technology in Michigan. All you have to do is go to mitechnews.com, put your email address in there, and send it off. And it's absolutely free. And then on Wednesdays and Fridays, there's a whole lot of information coming your way. Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, guys. I'm going to go out and enjoy the rest of this wonderful Saturday.
Man, it is great. Thanks again, Mr. Mike Brennan, who's the editor of MI Tech News.